Is it really the dark that people are afraid of? Seeing nothing, they know nothing about where they are or where they're going. Or maybe they just hear voices. Maybe they're stuck in memories. It feels a lot colder now that it's dark. I can hear the distant sounds a little easier. I don't feel enveloped in anything. I feel like a woman in a box who's by herself and can only hear herself. Cats seem to wail in this life the way maybe people do when as they're transitioning into the next life. It's like they really mean it, and they do it so many times a day. They wail at strangers. They wail with expectation. But it seems like the only time people do that, well, most people anyway, is when something awful has happened and there's expectation for it to be fixed. They're not just doing it. I can't see anything. Feels like there's no division between me and the walls or ceiling of this. That I'm not connected to myself. That maybe there's nothing beyond this box. Nothing sensual, just consciousness. And if I'm left alone with my own consciousness, it seems very limited. They say that if you're in the dark, you focus on something or not, if you're just looking into the dark, that you might see something after a few minutes, that your memory will indulge you with something that'll give you some imagery or some maybe narrative to occupy your mind. That's the thinking behind it. But maybe it's something else. Can you imagine if being dead is like, you know, 1 second translates into a small eon, all the different narratives that can play out for a person, and all the different things they can be shown? We close their eyes for them, but maybe they're forced to keep them open the whole time. Maybe they're not resting, they're actively observing and responding. And only the birds and the cats And the tiny creatures notice that. And the trees. And the rocks and the earth. Maybe they receive some of that information too. Because even when it's manicured, graveyard trees always seem like the saddest trees to me. They seem like they know too much. I feel like anything is possible in this space. I don't want anything to be possible. I want to drink hot chocolate and watch trash television and go to sleep. I hear the cat screaming at the door. I thought she'd stay away, but as she meows, there's like a question in her meow. What are you doing? Let me in. Why can't I be in here with you? The only way that things could get creepier. In the dark room in college, the only way that things were less menacing was when you closed your eyes against the darkness. That was the only way I could get things done, the only way I could get the spool on the film and continue on without dropping anything and without panicking, because I controlled the darkness. And here, I keep taking longer blinks and closing my eyes because when I open my eyes, I feel like I'm just floating away from myself. I'm a disembodied voice. And it's awful. It's a kind of, the beginning of a kind of torment. I feel that if I spent 10 hours in here, I would just lose my shit. It doesn't seem possible that I wouldn't lose my shit. The same way that when I was playing with this and my husband held the top of it, I wanted to scream. I wanted to break it. And maybe that's why there's the earth placed on top of you, besides the obvious sanitary issues, is, you know, the earth requires something of you. You're in a space and are made to respond to it. There's no escape from it. And being alive, as impossible as anything seems, there's always an escape. That's what makes things worse for me, actually, is that I can distract myself in so many different ways and just tell myself other things and aim my focus elsewhere. I don't even have to look at my own whole face in the mirror. I just look at the parts I need to deal with for mascara. Or to rub some lotion in somewhere. And wouldn't people think you were crazy if you just stood in a mirror and stared at yourself? But I've always had the feeling that I wouldn't like what I would see or something. That the reflection would just start talking, you know, the light in the eye would just start doing something that I wasn't ready for. And who wants that? Too busy. I just want to put on lip gloss or brush my teeth and that's it. Go to sleep. This already doesn't feel like sleep. It feels like justification for the honor of having experienced things. Feels like a time to explain or something, I don't know.